This is the Higher Ed Tech Podcast, Season 5, Episode 2, Canvas and Other Tool Updates.
Welcome to today's Higher Ed Tech Podcast. I'm Tim Van Norman, the Instructional Technologist at Irvine Valley College.
And I'm Brent Warner, professor of ESL here at IVC. We both enjoy integrating technology into the classroom, which is what this show is all about.
Welcome. We're glad you're here with us. So,
woo, classes have started.
Flex week. Starting. All kinds of fun stuff. So our second episode of season 5. Wow.
Yeah. Moving along, right? I'm assuming that everybody's classes are hopefully off to a good start. Tim, that you're now having a little you're not having breathing room. Sorry. Normally a little bit after flex week, you're like, okay, I can take a breath for a day, but you're in your master's program. So
that too. I'll just put it this way at this point. Give me until the middle of September to hopefully be able to breathe.
Okay.
I didn't say well or regularly, but just a lot of stuff going on, which is really cool, but it's the beginning of the semester.
Yeah. And then let's also remind people that are on our campus that your time schedule has changed. And so you are working from, you said it was 10:30 to 7. Is that right?
10 to 7.
Okay. So 10 to 7, so, if you want to catch Tim not quite sorted yet still, but maybe later afternoon workshops for different people and things like that as well.
Yeah, that's part of the goal with the switching, as well as you mentioned a second ago, my master's, working on my master's. So feel free to ask me about it, and that will help keep me motivated. I know that the majority of the people listening have degrees like that. And so, I appreciate the support.
Yes,
it is. As needed. I decided whether this was a smart thing to do or not. So
you'll be fine. You're doing great, I'm sure. All right. So today, Tim, we're going to talk, it's kind of a deep dive into all the heavier updates that have gone on over the last 2 or 3 months and beyond. But let's just jump right over. It's just a big segment. We're rolling it all into one. So I think we should get started.
So starting off, as we typically do, let's start with Canvas. Canvas has rolled out a whole lot of updates. We are not going to give anywhere near an exhaustive list, but wanted to highlight a couple of them. So first of all, the gradebook filter. There has been, in the new gradebook, there's been this filter off to the right that sometimes worked, sometimes didn't. Now it's integrated in a much nicer way. Mm. And this is a release they've done in August. So this is brand spanking new. Mm-hmm. I've seen it a number of times. It's working really nice. So we've been using it, and I'm hoping everybody's liking it. I haven't heard too much in complaint yet, but the filtering allows you to create groups of students, for instance, maybe by section or by some other criteria, and then you can constantly apply that grouping so that you can grade students in a particular way.
Mm.
And that's really what that's about. And it's a great idea.
Now, I saw also that some of those filters would be things like you could say, hey, I want to look at students with missing assignments, and it's going to show those all up. But it's not only filtering by row by students, but also by column. So you can get this little chunk of like, hey, this student is missing this, 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 and this assignment. And you don't have to. So what I've done in the past is I've gone into that individual student's report in find their name, go into the report, then kind of scroll down and go, what are you missing? What are you missing? And now you can kind of see inside of the grade book, you can see it all together, which is a really convenient and a much easier way to look at it.
And that takes us to the new analytics, because now you can communicate with that student better and say, hey, you're missing assignments. Can you see me after class? See me at my office hours, whatever it is, to try to engage that student and get them back in and not missing assignments anymore. Along those lines, New Analytics has had the online attendance available. It's been kind of a hidden gem. I like it. What it is you can determine what exactly attendance means in your online class. Now, if you're in a synchronous online class, it's probably not going to be of use. But in an asynchronous class, you can say, oh, if they even clicked on the homepage, they've attended.
Right.
Oh, they have to actually have submitted something. And it will go by day. It will go by week. It really does a good job of really working in and identifying how those students are attending your class. So it's a really neat
idea. Yeah. And to remind everybody, that is one of the key ways that you can also say that you're doing regular and substantive contact is to say like, hey, what is that attendance? And so if you set it up and say, hey, I don't know if you, can you get this fine tuned, Tim, where you could say, hey, you have to have looked at this page and you had to submit an assignment, or is it just one thing inside of there, or how granular can you get?
That one's not that granular. It's just saying, did they do this work?
This thing.
Did they submit any assignment this week? Yes, they did. Then they attended that day that they submitted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it doesn't say that week. So if you have where they're supposed to do something Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and they do Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, you will know that they didn't do Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
So it's pretty convenient to know this. You can export it, I believe, to Excel as well. It's got a lot of really neat things that are available there.
Yeah. So, and I've heard that some teachers are also kind of like, they're being tricky about it. They're being like, okay, like for this one, it's, have you read or accessed this page that just has a thing? For this week, it's did you submit this type of assignment? Right. And so it's not always the same thing every time. So students don't just kind of game the system, but it's tucked away in different places for different people. So there's a ways to play with that.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay.
All right. What else we have?
So something I think is really cool. Under modules publishing, it used to be that when you hit unpublish, everything stayed published. When you hit publish, it would automatically publish everything in the module, no matter what. It just published everything. I hated it too. Absolutely. So now when you hit publish, you can publish everything. You can publish just the module. You also have an option to unpublish and unpublish everything.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you. Finally, Canvas. Like that has been, it's been such a pain. I've actually had it, like I forget something or I'll be in the middle of a process and then a student sends me an email and they're like, what is this assignment I have to be doing? And I'm like, no, wait.
It's like, exactly.
Yeah. So that's great. To be clear, like it was a foolish system set up from the beginning. Like I could see where if you're really, really planned out, but like as you're sorting things inside of there, like you want it to be individualized. So that's great.
Absolutely. Yep. No, very popular, as you can imagine.
Good.
That's a good one. You might not know, we talked about it a little bit, I believe last season, but they've released recently the publish date on pages. So you can have a page publish at a particular date and time.
Not just an assignment, but a page, right?
This is a page. Yes. Mm-hmm. Assignments, we've had that ability along.
Yeah.
All the other things, but on a page itself. And so you can automatically have things show up and you don't have to do it in your module. You can do it in other locations. So it's kind of a really neat, it's kind of nuanced right now. A lot of people aren't using it. But it's been around for a little bit, but it's new enough that I wanted to bring it up again. But along those lines, when we're talking pages, assignments, stuff like that, Rich Content Editor, they now have the ability to drag and drop a file onto the Rich Content Editor. It will show up where you drop it.
Hey,
it can be a document. It can be an image. It can be a video. It can be any file type.
That's drag from desktop into it?
Drag from desktop directly in and it pops up right there.
That is wonderful. And again, I mean, it's one of those things where you're like so many resources have had that type of thing for so long. So people are used to it really. Right. Yep. And so it's great to have it in here now that it's here. So wonderful.
Absolutely. Again, another popular add that they've done. So the last one I want to talk about in Canvas is something only at IVC and Saddleback. Mm-hmm. Saddleback is trying to release it. Hopefully they've got it done now. But for your classes, for faculty, we have automatically created a fake student in every one of your classes.
Nice.
So if you go into our application portal, you now see two icons, one for Canvas and one for IVC student. And hopefully then we'll also have an IVC Saddleback, or I'm sorry, a Saddleback student Canvas. What that is when you click on the student one, if you have a class in that area, so if you have a class in Saddleback or if you have a class at IVC, it will log in to Canvas with a user that is a student.
Okay,
and
nice.
That user is automatically in your class. Every semester, it's going to be added in automatically.
This is a huge benefit.
This is something I've had a lot of faculty ask for, and I've gladly created it and done it and all of that stuff. But now it's automatic for everyone. So, by the way, that means that if you don't have an assignment published, you don't see that assignment. Okay, you don't see your class until it's published, all of those things. But you can now create an assignment and make it due just for that user.
Mm-hmm.
And make it due today. And you can look at it, then you can play with it and go back to it and stuff like that. Do that with, and you could have the user do it, submit a whole bunch of times, and then you create it, make the change to make it available for everybody else.
Yeah. So for anybody who's, so if you're not at IVC or if you don't work with Tim, you've done this for me for years. Yes. And so it's been a great, it's actually significantly better than just the student view click button where the pink box comes around, because that one doesn't always show everything, or it blocks off access to certain, external tools or whatever else it is. Right. And so this is actually a huge benefit. I know maybe I shouldn't throw this out there, but I'm just going to say it. I know we have instructional technologists at other schools that listen to this show. And if it's only at IVC and only at Saddleback, maybe send Tim a message if this is something, because this is a real benefit to teachers. It's massive, right? I don't think we'll get into it now, like how you got this all done, but it's a big deal to actually have access to this and to be able to step in as a student with a separate account. That's awesome.
And to tweak your interest, this is using the same username and password that you have been using to log in to Canvas anyway.
Nice.
It's FERPA compliant. It meets all of our security issues. When we came up with this one, the guy came up with it, and man, I jumped all over that as fast as I could. So it's been all summer getting it in place, but man, this is a beautiful thing.
Nice.
So
very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So Canvas has quite a lot of things. There's more and more and more inside of Canvas stuff. You can always go check out the Canvas Commons the community, to check out what else has been going on, but I think that's enough for us for right now. But let's move into, well, we're not totally out of Canvas, Design Plus.
Absolutely. So Design Plus, CD Labs just August 1st turned on a new sidebar. So one of the cool things about it is, and this is the way I set it up at IVC, if you go into your class, you still see the classic sidebar. But if you go into settings, you can turn on the new one.
Mm.
So you have the option of changing it.
Okay.
Some people are just installing the new one, getting rid of the old and stuff like that. I didn't want to do that because I didn't want a week before classes, because that's when I turned it on, to have things change and, whoa, wait, how come this changed on me? But it's got a whole lot of really cool things. So for instance, much more intuitive. Their options, they basically took everything they've learned over the last several years and put it into one new toolbar.
Oh, good.
If you use something often, it will show up so that you don't have to go look for it.
Oh, nice. Like a frequently used, like your emojis that are frequently used type of thing.
Absolutely. Exactly. They've got all of the advanced elements that have been in there. And in fact, there's even what most people don't know is there's been a whole set of even more advanced elements that people don't know about. You have to know it. And if you know it, then you can get one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those are already built into this new, the new sidebar.
Good.
They've set it up so that if you're transitioning a class from once from non Design Plus to Design Plus, it will take all of your information at one time instead of it being chunked.
Oh,
and
nice.
then you can move stuff around. So they've done a lot of really cool stuff with it. Hit a button and it's supposed to, I haven't seen it do this yet. So it's supposed to take like a PDF and convert it into a page.
Oh, wow.
So that one I'm really interested in. I'm intending to play with quite a bit. By the time our class starts September 1st, I should be well versed in that particular one. But I'm hoping that that does what, but that's huge. If that's it can awesome. Turn a PDF into a page. So
yeah, well,
something to look into, and we will in our show notes have a link to look at that particular amazing tool.
Yeah, for sure. So I love Design Plus, but if I were to say that I had a qualm, it was that it always felt like it was designed by engineers, right? It's like, you know, it's like, because I always like, wait, how do I get access to this one little thing that I wanted, or, you know, like all those types of things. And it was just an interesting thing because it's like, it's a design platform to make Canvas design better. But I was always like, I always found a hard time navigating, not hard, but like, but remembering, because there's so many little parts to it. Right. And so I'm looking forward to digging into this and seeing how the navigation, how the tool has evolved, because that's, that can make it a lot easier for people. Cause I've spent hours and hours and hours taking the courses, trying to remember these things. And I think that's probably turned some people off in the past to go like, I just don't have the time to invest into remembering how do all these things work. So really excited to hear that and play with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. What else we got?
So a quick one. Screencast-O-Matic has been changed to ScreenPal. Same
better
company.
Name.
Better name. Yes. A lot easier to find.
A lot easier to type into the browser too.
Absolutely. They've updated their interface. So some stuff is a little bit better, you're not going to be lost if you are used to the old one. In fact, a lot of their material is still the same, their training material, mm-hmm. but they've just updated a little bit. And so it's something well worth investigating. If you used it in the past and I don't know. I don't know if I liked it. Try it out again. Mm-hmm. Still free for 15 minutes. For those of you who aren't at IVC, if you are, let me know. I can get you the access so that you can use your own instance. We paid for licenses as well. So just a quick update there, because sometimes something looks different, yeah. Like the icon or something like that. So
very cool. Okay. And I think we've got time today for one more tool to look at.
All right. Class 2.0. So Class Technologies, we talked to them, I believe, in season 4. Mm-hmm. We went over some stuff with them. Again, we're going to have links in our show notes, so definitely come to the show notes and take a look. But they just released what they're calling Class 2.0. So if you're on a Windows or a Mac computer, the bar at the top with people's images and stuff, and the bar on the left with the chat or with the list of participants or other things.
Oh, sorry, Tim, I'm going to interrupt you for just a second, just to remind anyone who's listening, yes, that hasn't used it or kind of has forgotten it. Class is the company that does an overlay on top of Zoom and makes it more productive and more functional. So it's for your synchronous meetings with your classes. But that's what this tool is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So what they've done is they've made it so you hit a button and those disconnect, and so you can get rid of them. You can close them. You can drag them onto another screen. You can put your screen on top of them. And now all of a sudden you have a lot more screen space. By the way, your students can too.
Nice.
It doesn't, you do that or your students do that. It's not dependent on the other. They've also changed a whole bunch of things, new emojis, but also new permissions that they've set up. And the bottom toolbar, there used to be some tools on the left. That bottom toolbar now has all of those tools. So they've really tried to up their game, clean up their space and work with that. And it's looked really, really good. They've had a couple of minor issues, some of them a little bit more than minor. For instance, there's been some issues with sharing files into breakout rooms. That's fixed. They're using a lot of the Zoom updates as well to fix things. So basically, they called it Class 2.0 because they figured this is a huge update.
Right. So that's wonderful. And I think, you know, we're starting to see more and more people wanting to use that and understand that functionality is there instead of, you know, kind of the simpler Zoom setup. You know, Zoom has its own updates by the way too, right?
Oh yeah. We haven't even touched any of those things. Yes.
Yeah. So we'll have to look into that a little bit in the future as well. But for those who are kind of trying for that more interactive, you know, collaborative space, I think that class kind of has the handle on that. So really worth checking out and seeing what's going on with their 2.0.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, I think that's plenty for people to deal with for right now. And not to mention that, you know, now that we've talked about it, they have to go and actually explore and see what these look like and how they work. So do check out the show notes. We'll have information. We'll have links to these things to be able to figure out and kind of start your own training on them as you go through them. You know, lots and lots of changes, and we'll keep talking about updates, I think, in future episodes as well, as we always do. But we're just, you know, we're just starting to scratch the surface. It's just changes keep on happening. And so we'll look at them as we go.
Thank you for listening today. In this episode, we talked about our Canvas updates and other tools. For more information about this show, please visit our website at thehigheredtechpodcast.com. There you'll find our podcasts and links to the information we've covered.
As always, we do want your feedback, so please go to thehigheredtechpodcast.com and let us know your thoughts. If you have ideas for future shows, there's a link on that page where you can give us your ideas.
For everyone at IVC that's listening, if you need help with technology questions, please contact IVC Technical Support. If you have questions about technology in your classroom, please stop by the IVC Training Center in A322 or contact me, Tim Van Norman, at tvannorman@ivc.edu.
And if you want to reach out to me about the show, you can find me on LinkedIn at Brent G. Warner.
I'm Tim Van Norman.
And I'm Brent Warner, and we hope this episode has helped you on the road from possibility to actuality. Take care, everybody.